see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
It's homecoming in Caseville again, and we at Caseville Public School would like to thank everyone in our community who joined us in making it memorable. We've had many exciting changes this year, and while the building may look different, our tradition of quality and excellence in education remains the same. From the seniors preparing to enter into college to the littlest members of the Caseville family just starting out in our new pre-K program, we're proud to call ourselves Caseville Eagles. With athletic programs that boast a no-cut policy and never make student athletes pay to play, along with creative opportunities like drama and classroom music offerings from kindergarten through 12th grade, it's no surprise we want to show off our Eagle pride. So let's cheer on our Caseville Eagles, and whether you're a parent, community member, current student, or former graduate, we thank you for joining us as we celebrate our past and soar into the future here at Caseville Public School. Fire up, Caseville, and let's go Eagles.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceiving invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action. Huh? Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the Thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Supported 0-0, the Eagles. And then trailed the 0-8 Bulldogs. We lost power momentarily. We are back up and running now. And the 0-8 Bulldogs have just scored. It was Quinn Smith with the run. A 60-yard touchdown run. As we get our bearings back here, I guess we lost power. And lost the connection. 9:08 left to go here in the second quarter. 30-0, the two-point conversion, no good. And we'll keep it right here. We had an injured Bulldog on the play before we got disconnected. It was number 52, Ryan Warack. He was able to get up and walk off under his own power. I see him walking along the far sidelines over there for the Bulldogs, so hopefully he is okay. And the Olengage Bulldogs right now tack on another score. They lead 30-0, 9:08 left to go here, second quarter. And, Eddie, things starting to spiral out of control just a little bit for the Bulldogs, or for the Eagles, rather.
Yeah, getting away from them a little bit here. And like I said, they only having four seniors in the team. And in the bulk of 80% of the KCO Eagles team, which they have been playing the JV schedule, other than the two games they had against Akron-Fair Grove and earlier in week two against the Olengage Bulldogs, mostly sophomores and ninth graders. And they do only have maybe about one junior in there, and that's Eric Eddy. So tough situation here for the KCO Eagles, but at the same time, you got to get the experience when you prepare yourself for next year's varsity schedule.
And to do the kicking duties for the Olengage Bulldogs will be number 44, Ben Good. New return man for this kickoff return will be number 23, Cameron Ashmore. He is standing at about the 15-yard line. Is Ben Good, 6'5" senior, is set to tee it up here for the Bulldogs, who have a 30-0 lead over the Caseville Eagles. 9:08 left to play in the second quarter. Coming up at the half, Eddie and I will go through the scoring summary of this first half, and we'll take a look back at some of the action that happened last night around the Thumb area. The Harbor Beach Pirates, Greater Thumb East champions. The Reese Rockets, Greater Thumb West champions. A short kick that pops up in the air, the ball loose, and the Eagles appear to have fallen on it, and they have. They'll have it at their own 48-yard line.
That was the number 44, Drew Ludwig, able to grab a hold of that ball. He was in danger of that ball being turned over back to Olengage's favor there, but a good recovery there for the KCO Eagles, and once again, not bad field position for them also.
Eddie, I'm not sure if that was a designed kick that way. It just seemed like it went just popped straight up into the air, but
yeah, it's going into the wind there.
And Drew Lepic had to wait for it to actually to field it. And by that time, he had an Olengage Bulldog right in his face. I think the Eagles were maybe looking for some, catch interference type of thing, but no call on the play. The Eagles maintained possession as they fell on the loose ball and have it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Cole Simmons from the shotgun will just tuck it in and run it himself, and he'll get into Olengage territory down at the 47-yard line. Nice pickup on first down for Simmons.
Also tackled there by Quinn Smith, also number 30, Dan Good. And, that was a good spread option run there for the quarterback, Simmons, there. That's something that you got to do in the spread formation. That's something key in the spread formation is have your quarterback be able to run it. And we've seen what Simmons can do on the field both as a running back and as quarterback here in the spread formation.
You know who I was really hoping to see this afternoon? I didn't know if Paul Adams would come out here for the Daily Tribune. Wouldn't that have been a nice trio to have him up here?
Oh, yeah.
At time a little bit?
I think he was a little tired out. He had some technical issues with the newspaper and was able to get out.
Ball loose on the turf. They'll call it an incomplete pass. And the Eagles avoid disaster.
Curious pass there. Underhanded, it looked like, huh?
And that'll bring up third down. The official says incomplete pass. Third down. They'll stop the clock here with 8:23 to play in the first half.
Does it appear the Olengage coaching staff is not going to complain too much about that? They have a 30-0 lead, so.
I haven't had a chance to visit with Paul in person in years.
No, he's on the a weekly show I do, which I will remain nameless right now, every Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
I do listen in on occasion. I get to hear him that way, but it's not the same as visiting in person.
Yeah. He was up at the press box last night to join me when my coverage of the Marlette Harbor Beach game.
Third down, coming up third and 6 for the Eagles. They'll split two receivers wide in each direction. Cole Simmons will operate from the shotgun. Throw over the middle, incomplete, in and out of the hands of number 23, Cam Ashmore. That'll bring up fourth down.
The pass you got to catch, we're going to keep the ball in possession of the Caseville side here. And I don't know, maybe a little bit of slipperiness or those gloves. Maybe need a little bit of stickiness on them. Ask Herman Moore about that.
In the driving rain, I'm not sure if anything sticky would even help you right now. As you